Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I am so happy that you're here. I'm also happy that we have a new friend with us. Karen McCall is here, ladies and gentlemen. Karen is a brand new member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and the owner of the Financial Recovery Institute. She's the author of an outstanding book called Financial Recovery, Developing a Healthy Relationship with Money, and she knows from whence she comes. Karen McCall, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you on the show, Karen. I appreciate you being here. One of the things that is one of the dirty little secrets, Karen, I think you'd agree with me about this, one of the dirty little secrets about America is that we're such the greatest consumers on the planet. It's the wealthiest nation, and yet basically we spend almost no effort or time or energy educating our kids and our people about how to handle money. Is that not our dirty little secret?
You know, it is one of our dirty little secrets. That we don't talk about money, whether it's with our children, for ourselves, and I know I lived that way with a big secret for a long time.
And our education system doesn't. When you were in high school or in elementary school, did anybody really help you understand how to manage money?
No, not at all. Now I'm old enough that I do remember the days when we were able to have this little passbook savings account.
Oh yeah,
our dollar a week. And
oh yeah.
In. Now I have no idea what happened to that money because again, there was no education that went along with it.
Right, right. Or how, where it came from, how it was earned, what it takes to replace it, all that kind of stuff. So consequently, you know, America's got a long way to go, and then that kind of behavior, that kind of background doesn't prepare us for business ownership, does it, very well?
No, not at all. Not at all. I was doing a class yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that there are so many people that go into business and they don't have a clue about money. And they somehow think because they're doing something they love that the money will just take care of itself.
Right. Or they think because they're consumers, you know, hey, I know how to buy, I know how to sell. I've done that before. They think that's all it takes.
Absolutely. Right.
So one of the things I'd like for you to tell the audience, because you prepared to do this, there's a cartoon that you see where the guy's sitting there, you know, on the side of a car, and he says, I've been rich, I've been poor, rich is better. You've been rich, you've been poor, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Tell the audience.
Would you mind telling your audience
your story?
I was very, very poor. I'd be happy to tell you my story. When, oh gosh, about 27 years ago, if you could have been there and just kind of had a picture of a day in my life, I was getting up in the morning, putting on a beautiful suit, going out the door with my fine Italian briefcase, hopping in my little sports car and going to the financial district, carrying a briefcase, and then up to my corner office with the view of the San Francisco Bay. And if you would have seen me, you would have thought, wow, what a success. But my dirty little secret was I left at the end of the day, and I went where I was living in maid's quarters, and I cooked five nights a week in exchange for room and board.
Wow.
And this was a shock, and I didn't tell anyone the truth. I made it sound this is just a good idea for me to save money. But what had happened, I had had a substantial amount of money from a divorce settlement, the sale of a house, and I just went into unconsciousness, didn't work, and just spent that money lavishly, you know, went off to the coast and lived and invited my city friends up
wow.
to have weekends that I paid for. And there was complete denial. I was living in this money coma that somehow this money would keep coming in because as a woman, I had been married and I had been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no preparation for me to work, to support myself. And I watched, and I remember just taking my hands and holding them up in the air and going, okay, assets are still up here. Liabilities are still down here. And then I just watched those two get closer and closer. And pretty soon the assets were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the credit was, in the 80s, credit was never easier. And I had no clue. It never really occurred to me where I was headed.
What did you do?
Well, that is a wonderful question because that's what led me to this business eventually. What I discovered, there was really nobody out there to help me. I went to the budget counselors, the credit counselors that put you on budgets.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. And there was a group of people, the financial planners and advisors, and I certainly, didn't have any money to go and get help from them. And so I found that I was caught in this gap, like millions and millions of people are, where I'm working, I have money, I can't manage it.
But you did get a job, though. You did get that job. I mean, you were working.
I got that job.
Yeah.
You would think things would get better, and you would think things would get better when I went to work with this couple and had free room and board, but it didn't. And I'll tell you the reason, and that is because, and this became the foundation of my business, and that is the fundamental belief that you cannot solve money problems by just getting more money.
Yeah.
I had to look at how did I develop my belief systems and attitudes about money that drove my behaviors, and I had to look at the fact that I had absolutely no life skills around money.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about
you needed, checking accounts and you also needed you also needed to acquire some discipline too, didn't you?
Well, and that was a part of I lacked the discipline because I didn't understand that I had emotional triggers driving my behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And so until I started understanding that and that I was coming from a belief system, a mindset of deprivation, where there was, this big hole inside, that needed to be filled, and the belief that if I could have the right clothes, the right car, the right lifestyle, mm-hmm. the right men in my life, all of that, that then everything would be okay. So it really took a transformation, if you will, on several levels.
Karen, would you give us your website, please?
Yes, www.financialrecovery.com.
Financialrecovery.com. The book is called Financial Recovery. The author is Karen McCall. She's our guest and our new friend. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about what she says financial recovery really is, not the myths, what it really is. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.